Public asset sales will lose us money, Rudy Abdallah. Profit-hungry Chancellor George Osborne will damage public finances by privatizing the land registry and other public assets. A new report has found ongoing income would outstrip the sales windfall. Think tank New Economics Foundation, acting for campaign group We Own It, reports that handing the registry to the private sector will savage public finances in 25 years' time. It also warned that, if other assets like national air traffic services were sold, the impact would be felt within 7 years. Supporters of We Own It, who crowdfunded the report, are concerned the government is embarking on the most comprehensive privatization program since Margaret Thatcher was in Downing Street. The group's director Kat Hobbs said the land registry is a profitable, successful, innovative organization doing a great job. Why privatize it? We need to think about the wealth of the next generation, not just a quick fix on the deficit. Osborne's destructive campaign aims to sell off £20 billion worth of public assets by the end of this parliament. This includes shares in bailed out banks. The Tories, determined as ever to sell off every part of the country, breathe in numbers and think in graphs. Those graphs show only the boss's profits. They will always put the needs of private enterprise before workers. The Socialist Party opposes privatization and austerity. We want key industries, including the banks and all public services, to come under democratic workers' ownership and control, to be run in the interests of all, not just a few super-rich shareholders.